Good afternoon, everyone, on Audio Boom. It's Emily from Fashionista, and it's about almost 1 o'clock on a Sunday. I have just been doing some work this morning. I wrote a blog, which has just gone up, on the Lush Halloween range. I also did a Halloween haul for it, like a Lush Halloween haul on my YouTube channel. I'll link my blog and my channel down below if you want to go and look at those. And I'm just about to work on another blog. I'm just having a tea break, and I'm going to work on the second blog that I've got to write on a bloggers event I went to, and then I'm going to relax for the rest of the day, I think. Tomorrow I am going to the BBC Three to do some filming with them. I'm not too sure if I'm allowed to say what it is yet, so I'm just going to say it's the BBC Three. I'm doing that tomorrow, and then I've got work in the evening. I've got to do some training, and then Wednesday I'm going to university for meeting for my new university term. I'm starting back next week, so we're going for a meeting next week. And then I think that's pretty much it for the week. I'm working on Saturday, but it's going to be a fairly quiet week, as at the moment, I mean, it might get busier, but at the moment I'm not doing a lot. But I wanted to just come in here and just say hello and just sort of chat, really. I had a few exciting things happen. So obviously the BBC things are exciting. I've also done something with Scope recently. I don't know when that's going to come out, but that will be coming out very soon. It's for the End the Awkward campaign. And also, I recently had a visit from a really lovely photographer called Mahela, and she runs a Facebook page and a kind of a project called The Atlas of Beauty. And it's been going for a little while now, and it's basically where she's been travelling around the world, like backpacking, and she's been, people fund her and things, and she takes pictures of different people from all different cultures and walks of life, to show the diversity of beauty in the world. And she mainly focuses on women, but all women of all different nationalities and cultures and ethnicities and backgrounds and abilities, and it's just really interesting. And she came to visit me and talk about my story and take some pictures. I don't know when that will be up, but that's really exciting. But from what my mum told me, she said the pictures look really good, so I'm really excited to see how they come out, and that will be really fun. So that happened. It's really exciting. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing this week, to be honest. Just been working on some blog ideas and stuff, and bits and pieces like that. So I don't know when the blog post I'm doing on the bloggers event will go up. It might go up Monday this week. I'm not too sure. It depends on when I get it finished. I want to get it finished by today, so it might go up tomorrow, but I don't know yet. It depends, obviously, because there was a lot of stuff at the bloggers event, so I've got to sift through and see what I want to write about. Also, just want to just say that I've started to make my room look a little bit festive for Halloween. I don't ever really decorate my room for Halloween, because I don't really feel like in the UK we go as big on Halloween like people in the States do. Like, I've got lots of friends and people that I know from the States, and it's always a really big holiday out there, but in the UK I don't feel like we don't really go big on it. But I bought a really cute little votive tart burner from Yankee Candles yesterday. It's a little pumpkin. That was really cute, because I was going to Bromley, because I had to do a shift for work, so I went into Yankee Candles before and bought that, and a little tart called Candy Corn, which smells amazing. And then I bought some lights from eBay, like £5, like little pumpkin lights. They're really cute, just to make my room look a little bit more decorative. You'll probably see that anyway, because I did a blog post and I took some pictures with autumn leaves and everything. Well, my mum helped me, actually. I can't say I took them, mum took them for me, but you know. So yeah, we took pictures of all the products and stuff with all the little lights and that, and it looked really cute. So it's kind of a little simple little setup. And then I've also got a little autumn wreath as well that my mum made, with little mini pumpkins and leaves and stuff and conkers. And then I've got a little fairy like jar thing my mum made me. It's kind of a fairy nighttime scene. It's really cute. So I've just added a little few touches to my room, put some water bedding on just to make it look a little bit festive for autumn Halloween, but nothing too much, just a few little additions here and there. And I love doing that sort of thing. I love buying bedding from Asda. I love getting little homeware pieces and stuff, and not necessarily spending a fortune, but you know, making it look a little bit festive. So I really enjoy doing that. And actually I was thinking about doing a blog on payday treats, because I feel like when payday comes around, well, I'm going to be paid at the end of the month, but I'm going to get like my first pay from Lush. I mean, I've been paid for with my another job I had, but you know, my first actual pay with Lush. So I was thinking about doing like a little blog post on some ideas for payday treats, because I feel like when payday comes around, we always want to go out and get little things, and sometimes we get things we don't even need, or we impulse buy because it's payday. But I wanted to talk about some of the things you could get for payday that aren't a fortune and that are nice and that are kind of luxury little things that make you feel better and that are little pamper items but that don't cost the earth. So I was thinking about doing a few things like, you know, new Primark pyjamas, like a bath product, like a little scented candle, like things that we that are nice to get for payday but aren't necessarily very expensive. So I might do that actually. So let me know what you think about that idea. It's just a little idea that I could do just for a bit of fun really. Just the idea came to me last night when I was, you know, just perusing online and stuff and, you know, just doing stuff. So I thought that might be quite a cute idea. So there, that's pretty much it. That's also all I wanted to say, really. I think I'm going to head off now and finish this blog post so I can go and just have some me time for the rest of the day. I might watch a film. Actually, I was thinking about watching The Nightmare Before Christmas, because can you believe it? I'm 22 years old and I've never watched it. I know, shock horror, right? I can't believe it. So I might actually go and watch it, because I've bought it off Amazon the other day, so I might go and give it a watch. But yeah, that's it. I'm going to finish it here. I hope you're all having a lovely day. Do be sure to go and check out my blog and my video on the Lush Halloween range. And I'll see you guys in my next post. Bye.